While Pennsylvania has a moratorium on new drilling leases in state parks and forests, a controversial new law in Ohio requires state agencies to lease land for gas drilling. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant is following this story and is here with me now. Julie, what can you tell us about this new law?
Yeah, well, the law just went into effect this month. It's designed to accelerate gas drilling under state-owned land, like state parks. State agencies have had authority to do this since a 2011 law that allowed for it. But the difference with this new law is the language. It used to say agencies may lease state lands for gas production, and now it says they shall lease it. Sponsors of the bill say they changed this in response to requests by the gas industry. Companies were frustrated by a lack of movement to their drilling requests.
So what is the lawsuit filed by environmental groups?
Well, they're trying to stop this new law from going into effect until the state creates rules to regulate drilling on state lands. That was never done after the 2011 law was passed. The Oil and Gas Land Management Commission recently started creating those rules. Attorney Megan Hunter of Earth Justice represents the four groups that filed the lawsuit. She explains that because the law is in effect, but the rules aren't written, there's really nothing to govern how drilling applications will be decided.
So how parcels would be put forward for leasing, and then how the state would decide what leases to grant, you know, what parcels to move forward with, and what bidders to move forward with. And that nomination process includes a certain number of protections in terms of the commission would have to consider environmental issues, economic issues, impacts to tourism, the current uses of the public lands before they would make a decision on what lease is going to move forward. There's also a requirement that the leases would go to the highest and best bid.
Hunter says that's not necessarily going to happen without rules in place. She describes it as a Wild West moment, a time for the worst and most dangerous bids to come forward.
Is that really a concern?
Well, according to the Cleveland Plain Dealer, even before the law was signed by Governor DeWine in January, Encino Energy offered the state the potential of nearly $2 billion to be the first to frack Salt Fork. That's Ohio's largest state park. That offer was ultimately rejected.
So what are environmentalists actually seeking in this lawsuit?
Well, they would like to prevent fracking in state parks altogether, concerned about the environmental impacts it could have. This lawsuit is much more targeted. It seeks to stop the state from leasing state-owned lands until the rules are in place to regulate it.
And what's the legal argument?
When the Ohio House passed this bill last spring, it looked completely different. It was focused on poultry. But the Senate added amendments, including this provision about gas drilling on state lands and others, like one that redefines natural gas as green energy. Hunter says lawmakers violated the Ohio Constitution because it only allows one subject per bill. And each bill is required to have three hearings in both the state Senate and the House, which she says this did not.
Both of those rules are there in the Constitution to ensure a fair legislative process that people can understand so that people can really participate in the legislative process and have their voices heard. And that just didn't happen here.
She says citizens didn't get a chance to speak to lawmakers about their concerns.
You know, the only provisions that the public gave comment on were the agricultural provisions of the bill. There was never a public hearing once the additional language had been added to include the mandatory leasing provision and the green energy provision.
So what happens now?
Well, in terms of the lawsuit, the environmental groups lost their first request. That was a temporary immediate halt to the law. A Franklin County judge said there was no evidence to indicate risk of imminent and irreparable harm if the law stands while the court decides on the issues. And the judge noted that Governor DeWine has said no leases would be signed in the immediate future. Now, Hunter says this first decision is disappointing, but they will continue their court battle.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.
There's more from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.